Building Faith Podcast from Chris Reese Ministries is a podcast to bring biblically based messages and in-depth conversations to help you live your faith every day. Have you ever wondered just how big God is? Well, I want to welcome you to another edition of the Building Faith Podcast. I am your host, Chris Reese, and I am so thrilled to be here with you today. My mission, as always, is to help you live your faith every day. Today, we are in episode 124, and we are joined by my very dear friend, Misty Phillip. And we are talking about a big God and big love. So Misty Phillip is a podcaster, speaker, author, and entrepreneur who is passionate about helping you spark your soul message. Founder of the Spark Christian Podcast Conference, she's also the founder of the Rocket Podcast Community and host of By His Grace Podcast Show. Misty inspires through her leadership, speaking, and mastermind groups, and she currently serves on the Houston Connect Leader for Christian Women in Media. Misty is also the author of The Struggle is Real, But So Is God Bible Study, and Spark Podcast Planner. And today we are talking about big God, big love. This was a recent topic that was talked about at our Life Church Online. And if you haven't checked out Life Church Online, I want to invite you to go to lifechurch.com. That's L-Y-F-E, live your faith every day, L-Y-F-E-church.com to find out more information. So join us for a few minutes as we talk about big God, big love. And then when we come back, we're going to dive deep with Misty Phillip. Today, my friend, I want to challenge you to experience a big God, because from a big God comes big love. Have you ever wondered just how big God is? And if you're anything like me, you were taught in Sunday school that God was omniscient. He knows everything. God is omnipotent. He is all powerful. And God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. And my little mind would just wonder, well, just how big is he? And it would take me almost two decades to begin to discover the answer to that question. You see, growing up, we didn't have much money. And in hindsight, I'm rather amazed at what my parents did with what little we had. But there was something else that we didn't have much of. Love. Now, I'm not saying that my parents didn't love me. They did very much. The problem was, I didn't feel it. Have you ever felt that way about someone? They may love you with all their heart, but something broken in you prevents you from feeling it. And maybe you feel that way about God. And we all know that perception can be faulty, yet powerful reality. And despite all that my parents did for me, I was love-starved. There was a hole so big and so deep that there was no human on earth that could ever fill it. But that didn't stop me from trying. And I looked for love in all the wrong places and sought approval from all the wrong people. And by the time I was 18 years old, I had run so far away from God and my family that I didn't even know who I was anymore. And my identity was so wrapped up in what I did and who I was with. And that's when I discovered this downward spiral that I was on, and it was getting out of control. You see, I was so desperate to make something out of myself, to prove my worth, that I became a workaholic. And I dove head first into my first failed marriage. I was 21 years old. But I was headstrong and I was determined and I was going to make my way. And I tried everything to get that love and approval hole filled. And I searched everywhere. But as the years passed, I was getting more and more exhausted. And along my journey, I had a few more failed relationships, an eating disorder, a shopping addiction, and not exactly the way this go-getter envisioned her life to turn out, but no matter how much I hated it, I couldn't seem to change it. And what made it worse is that everyone who viewed my life from the outside thought I had it all together. So how could I share at that point that I was a fraud? I was a broken, desperate fraud. And one day, on my way to a nail appointment, I found myself frozen. I couldn't move.
My legs felt bolted to the sidewalk. Tears were streaming down my face. My mind was riveted on what stood before me. And it was an old church building. Nothing fancy, nothing special, but I couldn't take my eyes off it. And I wrote it off as just some emotional speed bump, and I kept moving until it happened again and again and again. For about 3 months, every time I would pass a church, I would stand frozen and cry. My friend, I was living in Brooklyn at this point, so you got to understand, there was a church on almost every corner. So this was happening a lot. And one day I was in work, and a coworker that I barely knew came into my office and said, "God wanted me to tell you that He misses you." My friend, it was in that moment that I knew God was real. It was in that moment that I would begin to see just how big God was, how vast, how high, how long, how wide His love is for us. That He would woo and wait all those years for this stubborn, hard-hearted, egotistical little girl to finally invite Him into her heart. And that He would break down every wall, fill every void, mend every crack, and fill me with a love that is so overwhelming that I can't help but stand before you today and declare the big love of our big God. My friend, God restored everything for me and more. And it's the more that I want to encourage you to live in today. Ephesians 3:20, the Message version, reminds us that God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. Don't get me wrong, my life is not perfect. Far from it. My story is a life of brokenness and surrender. But I learned that with God, I have a choice. I can let the things that I went through, the mistakes that I make, and the plans that the devil meant for my destruction, I can let them break me. I can let them build me. And here's the best part. By the power of Christ that is at work within me, I can do all things. And so can you. As long as we have a hell here, there will be trouble in life. But whatever you're going through, you will get through it if you trust the Lord. You see, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and always. His love is not conditional or contingent. He wants to see you succeed more than you do. But you need to surrender. And you can't do this on your own any more than I could. We need Jesus. Look, my life wasn't transformed because of anything I did. And it was all because I trusted in Jesus. That's all I did. And many people keep asking, well, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Trust Jesus. Well, hey, Misty, I am so thrilled to have you on here today as our guest. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much, my friend. I am so glad to be here with you today.
Yeah. You know, Misty, I was really excited about talking to you about this topic because you are no stranger to struggle. I mean, in fact, your Bible study, The Struggle is Real, But So is God, was actually birthed out of struggle. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about your journey and what led you to write that incredible resource?
Yeah. So my brother died when I was 11 and it rocked my family, and I didn't handle it well, went off into all kinds of sin. By the time I got to college, God saved me and I thought life was going to be good and I would be, you know, everything was going to be easy. And then, you know, just a lot of the issues that we as women face with, I had infertility, I had a miscarriage, an ectopic pregnancy, a stillborn child. I had a child who was born with special needs. I homeschooled my children. That special needs child had severe medical challenges. I was on bed rest for one of my entire pregnancies. And so, you know, and at the same time, I'm trying to take care of my in-laws who live next door to us that had brain tumors, and my mom who was in an in out of the hospital. So I lived in this constant state of stress as a young woman. And that's where God really began to work in my life.
Wow. So to say you were in the midst of struggles, that would be an understatement.
Yeah.
Wow. So during all of that time and what was going on, how did you come to trust the big love of our God in the midst of all of that? I mean, you know, it's natural for us to almost succumb to those struggles and feel like, you know, God isn't for us. Life is caving in. You know, maybe God's just disappeared. How did you come to trust and actually remain in faith?
Yeah. So we serve a really big God and he can take our questions. We can say why, but what I tell people all the time is you can't get stuck in the why. Like it's okay. When something happens, we have to grieve, and grieving is a process. But what really helped me in that time was I was trying to make sense of all of the tragedies in my life, especially when my father-in-law died, because I had prayed and I thought I had such strong faith that God would heal him. And he did. He just didn't heal him the way that I wanted him to be healed. Mm-hmm. And so it was during those days that I literally had to just pour over the scriptures and just Bible study and being in the scripture and just that continual going back to God's word and letting it minister to me, because our circumstances will change and we'll go through difficult times. Like in John 16:33, it says, in this world, you will have tribulation. It doesn't say it might. It says, Jesus told us we will have trouble. But then he said, take heart, because I've overcome the world. And as long as we keep our eyes fixed on him, if we stay in the word, we pray, we worship, all of those things help us to keep the proper perspective.
Oh, that is so true. That's so true. You know, what I found is so many people almost feel like they have to feel their faith in order to do the faithful thing. Did you feel faith, or would you say it was more discipline?
Yeah, it was definitely more discipline, because I mean, it was shaky, you know. Yeah. I'm just like, it's sometimes it's hard to understand, you know, and that's the question of the ages that people have been grappling with. Like, why would a good and loving God allow things to happen? Right. But, you know, we live in a fallen world and there's sin in the world, and it's never going to be perfect until we get to heaven. But God also tells us that this is light and momentary, difficulty that we're dealing with in light of eternity.
Yeah, it's very true. So Misty, what would you say to that one who's listening right now that feels that their struggles are too big for God, that this is more than momentary? What would you tell that person?
I would say that this too shall pass, even though it doesn't feel like it at the time. It is a season. And in Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a season for everything. There's a time and a season. And so if you're going through a difficulty, feel all the feelings, and it's okay, because you want to feel, but not only feel the feelings, take those feelings to God, because He cares about you. He is the lover of your soul, and he wants to minister to you. And when we go to God in the midst of our struggles, we can lay our burdens down and we can pick up the fruit of the Spirit. So we can feel his love and we can feel his peace. And it doesn't even make sense to us how we can go through a tragedy and be at peace. But that's how God works. And but we have to take it to him in order to have that exchange.
I so appreciate that. I really appreciate the way you're helping people to say, I have to feel those feelings. I mean, how often do we see in the Christian community that we put I'm so blessed. We put these little phony facades over it, and we try to hide our feelings almost as if we should be ashamed of them. But God has given us an array of emotions that are meant to be indicators. So like you had said, when we bring these feelings before God, he's now able to help us to deal with the tragedies and the trials that are taking place, so he can heal us through it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can exchange our pain for his blessing and for his love and for his presence. And, you know, just being, it says in the word that God is near the brokenhearted. Mm. And when we come to God, just in our brokenhearted state, he comes in with his presence, and there is nothing like the presence of God. And that he just so ministers to us. All over in the Psalms, it says that he's our rescuer and our avenger. And he's there for us. But we have to go to him and take those burdens to him.
That's right. So even if we're not feeling the faith, we still have to go to him. We still have to dive into his word and let it penetrate our soul. I absolutely love it. I love that. So, Misty, you wrote a Bible study. It's called The Struggle is Real, But So is God. And it has been a hit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So God laid it on my heart to do a topical study on what it means to overcome. And, you know, it's almost prophetic in the fact that, you know, I didn't know when I was writing it, because I began writing it 4 years ago, that we would be in 2020 with all of the struggles that have been this year.
Right.
But God knew. And so I just was so grateful that I was obedient to walk out, you know, the study and what he wanted me to do. So I start with the word overcomer and what that means. And I go to the Greek, and then I start in the Garden of Eden, because that's where sin comes in. And that's what our real struggle is. We sometimes think that we have struggles with people, but really we're battling against principalities and against dark forces. But God didn't leave us here alone without tools to battle. And so we talk about all of that. And then I look at Old Testament overcomers in the middle of the study. It's all about Jesus, because he's the one who solved all of our problems. And the Bible is all about him. And then I look at some New Testament overcomers, and in overcoming, like the word witness in the Bible, Christian witness, that actually means martyr. And that's one of the things that I talk about, because we don't think that our Christian witness could possibly be a martyr. But when you look at those New Testament believers like Stephen, who was faithful to the end, that is what God requires of us. No matter what happens in this life, he wants us to be faithful. And if you follow that thread of overcoming all the way to Revelation, there are specific promises for those who overcome. And so that's kind of the study in a nutshell. It just walks you through, you know, here's our problem, this is the solution, and then hold on, because things are going to be rocky, but God has overcome it all.
Amen. Wow. I'm so excited. I know our listeners are going to want to get a hold of this. Where can we find this resource?
Yeah. So you can go to my website at mistyphillip.com, and there is a link there that'll take you to Amazon, and it'll ship it right to your door.
Awesome. So Misty, I am so excited to have had you here today. Tell our listeners where they can find more information about you.
Yeah. So I would encourage them to go to my website, mistyphillip.com. I have got scriptures to pray when you're struggling. Mm. I also have some declarations to speak over yourself that I took from the Bible study, because sometimes we have to preach to ourselves to remind ourselves. It may not feel right all right now, but it will be okay, because like with God, we can do all things, and even this hard thing that he's calling us to.
Amen. Well, that is absolutely wonderful. Misty, it has been such an honor to have you here with us today. My friend, that is all the time that we have for today. Can we say thank you, Misty? You have been such a blessing.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was great to see you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. My friend, we serve an amazing God. We serve a God who is big in love, and he is bigger than any struggle that you are going through. So if you are struggling today, I want you to refer to Ephesians 3:20, where it reminds us, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask, hope, or think. And may you be encouraged in faith today. Until next time, remember, all things are possible with God. For more information from Chris Reese, visit chrisreese.com/podcast. That's chrisreece.com/podcast.